Iraq's security forces have clashed with al-Qaeda-linked militants southwest of the capital, Baghdad, killing dozens of them. The Iraqi Interior Ministry says the army chased members of the terrorist group, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, in the town of Yusufiya. It added that the clashes left one army officer dead, also some weapons, including two heavy machine guns, five grenade launchers, and over a dozen rifles were seized from the militants. In the past several months, the Iraqi army has been fighting the ISIL militants in the western province of Anbar. The fresh clashes have sparked concerns that the militants who have fought in the provincial town of Fallujah could be looking to open new fronts against government forces. Let's speak to our correspondent, Serena Shim, who now joins us from Baghdad to tell us a bit more. Now, Serena, first of all, tell us a bit more about these fresh clashes that have taken place southwest of Baghdad.
Well, it's just basically what you said at the very end there about the fighting that happened in the Anbar province. There was fighting that happened in the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. Ramadi is basically rested now, but there is still some fighting going on in Fallujah. And the idea that's happening now is that the militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant and al-Qaeda and its affiliates are coming down from Fallujah and trying to get a foothold, trying to gain a foothold in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Now, the interior spokesman the spokesman for the Interior Ministry, Sadman, who is also an Army General Brigadier himself, said that that is impossible and that will not be able to happen. Now, we know in this most recent attack that they attacked an Army compound and that 40 of them were killed by the Iraqi Army and that one soldier was actually killed himself. Now, Sadman also pointed out that they will not be able to get into the capital, but that they are in areas surrounding the capital, basically in farms and orchards, so that they're not able to get to each and every one of them. And as you said, they were able to find some weapons as well. Now, we were able to talk to some people who are in those surrounding areas, and what they're labeling now was the Baghdad Belt, the surrounding areas of the capital, who said that their employers have told them not to come into work for at least a week's time. And just to basically see how the security situation is going to pan out, because they think that right now is going to be the time for al-Qaeda to try and stir up as much violence against not only the army and security apparatuses, but also against the civilian population, because as you and the viewers know, we're headed to the elections. We're like in the third day of the election campaign. Elections are right around the corner, April 30th. And when we've talked to people around the streets of Baghdad, to Iraqi citizens, and basically asked them why they think that these attacks are happening and why they have been stepped up, they say that they understand that this is an attempt by al-Qaeda to try and not let them go to the polls, basically, and even if they were able to dissolve the government, to try and basically weaken the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki as much as they can. But people still have said they're going to go to the polls no matter what, that the democratic process will still go through. Now, I want to bring up another issue. We actually were able to talk to a political analyst. He's running for the elections that are coming up, and he's very close with the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki. Now, what he told us is that there was even an offer put on the table to the Prime Minister saying that we'll extend your term for 2 years, don't hold elections, and everything will be okay. And the Prime Minister basically said, no, that is not going to happen. We're going to hold elections because people have the right to go through with the democratic process. But we have been seeing an amp in attacks like the one that we saw here. Basically, the Iraqi army was able to come out victorious. And from what the interior spokesminister said, Sadman, that they are not going to be able to get in the capital. But I'd like to point out that that town of Yusufiya, that city where they attacked the army camp, is only 15 to 20 kilometers, which is roughly 9 to 10 miles away from central Baghdad, away from the capital of Baghdad. So they have been able to get basically closer, although the army was victorious and the interior ministry
says that
they're
not going to be able to get into Baghdad. We're quickly running out of time. You've been covering the situation in,
you know, immensely beefed up. The attack still hit really close to home.
Right. Now, Serena, you've been covering the situation in Anbar province for a while now. And this, of course, is a direct assault by the militants on the democratic process of Iraq. But how much equipped and funded and organized are the ISIL militants to actually stage a proper attack and regain Baghdad, basically?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the whole question. I just heard regain Baghdad. If you could just
basically
say it to me
really
quick.
How organized and how well funded and equipped are these ISIL militants to gain Baghdad?
Right. No, not at all. And that's what we've heard, and we've asked that question, you know, quite often. Now, we know that in the desert areas that they have vehicles, they have Saudi license plates as well as Saudi Arabian emblems on them, and that they have, you know, basically light weapons like these 15 rifles and two machine guns and the grenades that they found. But when it comes to basically getting in the capital, that's the question that I've thrown at a lot of military personnel and political analysts. They said it just cannot be done. The Iraqi army is way too strong, especially when it comes to the capital.
Okay, our correspondent Serena Shim, they're reporting from Baghdad. Serena, thank you for updating us on the situation.